standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
Hello, I'm Todd DeFeo, editor of railfanning.org, and these are your top railfanning headlines for December 23rd, 2020. The $2.3 trillion appropriations measure and COVID-19 relief bill that Congress passed this week includes $14 billion in emergency funding for public transit and $1 billion for Amtrak. New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority will receive $4 billion as part of the measure. Earlier this year, MTA officials said they needed $12 billion or they might have to make service reductions and lay off thousands of employees. The congressional action would also make permanent the short line tax credit. According to the American Short Line and Regional Railroad Association, the tax credit supports private investments to build and improve short line railroads. The credit has a $3,500 cap per short line railroad mile. The Federal Railroad Administration has certified New Jersey Transit's positive train control system about a month after the agency expressed concerns about whether the commuter railroad would meet the end-of-year deadline. Last month, the FRA identified New Jersey Transit as the only railroad in the country at risk of not fully implementing the federally mandated safety system on all its required main lines by the end of the year. Here's what New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said during a December 18th media briefing.
I was incredibly honored today to announce with both federal representatives, New Jersey Transit, Amtrak, private sector representatives that we had at long last achieved the goal of positive train control, which will make our NJ Transit trains and all the trains that run on other lines through New Jersey that much safer.
In other FRA news, the administration has issued a final rule that extends the time freight railroad equipment can be left off air with its air brake system depressurized before requiring a new brake inspection. Officials say the final rule should reduce the number of idling locomotives. The rule also incorporates long-standing waivers for brake inspections, tests, and equipment, while clarifying existing regulations and removing outdated provisions. For railfanning.org, I'm Todd DeFeo. Be sure to log on to railfanning.org for more news, features, and photos from the rails.
He will help build the city up. Bring us back all we need. Round and round, we'll pass the cup as we travel on.